This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I hope you are going to have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas with your family, and yes, Hanukkah, Chris, and all that other stuff. And this hour, I don't even know what's coming. I'm supposed to tease a bunch of stuff. I have no idea where we're going to go. Someone wants to go to Normandy during his daughter's invasion. That sounds like sweet. Well, sounds like sweet. Sounds like fun. That sounds sweet. Someone else wants to argue about where the burger toppings go, world domination, more talk about Congress. I have no idea what we're going to do or when we're going to do it. What do you just say we begin here? It's that or listen to Joe Biden.
Going to be at the inauguration?
Of course I am. Only president ever to avoid an inauguration was the guy that's about to be inaugurated.
He sounds like he's doing well. Jesse, my daughter's getting married in France next June. Oh, that reminds me. So I know you're not shocked, but I stick my foot in my mouth from time to time by saying rude things. It's just the first thing that comes to my mind, and it oftentimes is not the most polite thing to say in a setting. Ab and I were in Florida. This is last summer. Actually, I think the whole family was there, if I remember right. Yeah, it was all four of us. We were in Florida. It was just a few days. We were down there just a couple days on the beach. And we ended up on one of those shuttle buses. It had a shuttle bus that took you from the beach back to the hotel. Again, the ones that are right on the beach are too expensive. If you get a hotel right off the beach, it'll get you a shuttle, take you back and forth. Shut up, Chris. So we hop on this shuttle and we're heading back. And these two old ladies were there, and we were talking to them, just gabbing about things. And the ladies, one of them brought up that her daughter got married in France. And of course, Ab is so polite. Ah, that's so nice. That sounds great. And the lady said, yeah, she married a French man. And we'd been on the beach for a while. Okay, it was hot, so I was dehydrated. So I wasn't probably in top shape. But as soon as the grandma said she married a French man, I said, why? Aubrey was mortified. She reaches over and slaps me in the shoulder. Jesse! And the lady was the best, though. She's like, oh, no, no, no. I asked her the same question. Anyway, back to the email. Jesse, my daughter was getting married in France next June. My wife has already secured the plane tickets, chalet stay. Ooh, chalet sounds very nice. After the wedding, we are planning to go to Normandy. I've never been overseas, but relish the opportunity to visit Omaha Beach, maybe Point du Hoc, and respect what happened there. It seems an irony that I'm there for her wedding first in my interest to visit World War II history. Am I selfish? No, listen. It's not selfish about it. Money doesn't grow on trees. And opportunities to do cool things and see cool things, they don't come along often for all of us. I have been, you know how I joked about it, how I've been to Europe twice. Both those times were in the last 3 or 4 years. I'm 43 years old. I've lived 40 years. I had never been to Europe. Most people will never visit Europe. And it's not fine. It's not like you have to go. But it's a very rare opportunity for me. It's something I'd never done. And so when we go, I realize, you know, everyone wants to do different things. The boys are going to want to do a bunch of active stuff. Hey, is there a place where we can fight a bull or something? Right? It's the boys. And Ab is going to want to go, hey, can I buy a dress or something like that? I realize that. I want to see history. And there's nothing selfish about it. It's not easy to get there. It's clear across the friggin' ocean. It costs a fortune. So if I'm in Paris, yeah, okay, we can eat some croissants and stuff like that. That's fine. I can't stop by Paris every weekend. I may never go to Paris again. You may never see Paris. That one time we were there for, what, 3 days? It may be the only time I ever walked the streets of Paris. I want to see something historical. I want to see something that has to do with Napoleon. I want to see swords and cannons. And I want to see history. There's nothing selfish about it at all. If I've got to spend that kind of money and fly clear across the ocean, I don't care what it's for. I'm doing some history. Doc, the wife and I have been fighting about something for a while, and I need your input. My wife makes her burgers and salads upside down. Bottom bun gets the condiments, the cheese. Or, okay, so it's bottom bun, then condiments, then cheese, then patty, then top bun. She says it's so the toppings don't fall off. I can't get behind this, and I only want it the traditional way. Salads, the same thing. I have to dig around the bottom to see if there's dressing, is toppings. Is her way acceptable? Okay. It's time to think outside of the box here. Before we get back to maybe some other politics and important things, let's think outside the box here. First, when it comes to burgers, is her way acceptable? Her way is partially acceptable. She's half genius, half dumb. Dumb, don't put it to her that way. She's half genius, half crazy. Condiments? Remember, I don't do veggies and things like that, but if you have to add onions, they can absolutely go on the bottom. Your tongue is what you taste things with. Why not have the condiment hit your tongue first? If you want to put mayo on there or ketchup on there or mustard or whatever you put on there, totally acceptable to put that on the bottom. In fact, I like doing it that way. The cheese, however, the cheese can never, ever, 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 ever go on the bottom for any reason. Unless you've cooked the burger the opposite way and then flipped the cheese onto the bottom, because the cheese must be melted on there. But I'm totally fine with her stuff going on the bottom of the bun. In fact, I'll tell you something. Here's a little tidbit just from Burger Jesse. Yeah, I know a bit about burgers. If you make a burger at home, I don't put anything on the world famous Jesse Kelly burgers, but if you put like the ketchup or the mayo or something on the opposite side of the cheese, the burger will be less slick. You allow the cheese to bind directly to the bun instead of getting on there with that slippery mayo. What, Chris? That's the sound mayo can make if the cheese and mayo get together. And then soon the burger slipping right out the back of the bun. Now you got a mess in your pants and your wife's yelling at you, oh my gosh, did you stain those jeans again? So I support her on that. Salads, I wouldn't know because I don't eat salads. But as I've told you many times, people make nachos at home all wrong too. The cheese, you know, you go to the party and they've got the nacho bar set up. The cheese should be on the bottom, not the top. The cheese is not what you put on at the end. You put the cheese on the bottom. Then you throw in your chips and your meats and your different things like that. That allows you a handle on a dry chip at all times, also giving you maximum control over how much cheese goes on each chip. Absolutely. Jesse, I'm an extremely frustrated Californian. We have a huge, beautiful state. It's controlled by filthy Marxists, and the Republican presence here is almost none. The number one problem is the church refuses to speak out. 44 million Americans didn't bother to vote in the last elections and call themselves Christians. I want to rip the little hair I have left out of my head. Jesse, it's trying to tax us to death and they're being indoctrinated. Okay. In California, one, you have the most Republicans of any state in the union, but you don't have enough to hold statewide power. I can't speak for where California is going to go. We only know where it's been, but I know this. California is paradise. I adore it there. I was obviously stationed there, even though I was in the worst part of the friggin' place. Northern California, Southern California, I've been all over. I've lived there. I have so many friends there. I still go out there all the time, so I always have to for work. It's paradise. The weather's perfect. Everything's out there. But they are overcharging for paradise now. Because the commies have had it so long, the regulations, the taxes, the costs. I mean, just the taxes on gas alone. So choosing to live in California now, it's a choice everyone has to make. But you are accepting things with that if you choose to live there. You are going to have, in some ways, a lower standard of living. In some ways, you won't have as many rights as I have. I live in Texas. My weather can't compare to yours, but your rights can't compare to mine. I have levels of government in my state that will offer me some protection. You probably don't have many of those in California, depending on where you live. I said probably, because there are some very red counties in California that are very sane and they do a very good job. You know, Orange County does it right, even though they're going further blue too. I don't know what to tell you, except that's part of living in California. If you want to live where it's 75 degrees all day long and In-N-Out Burger on every single corner, beautiful women, great job opportunities. If you want that part of California, then you're getting the tyranny with it. And you're going to be frustrated without end by the things your state does. And I don't have a better way to put that. Maybe, look, at least your dog will live longer because surely you've been giving them Rough Greens. After all, Rough Greens delivers to California too. They even deliver to communist states. It's a natural nutritional supplement for your dog. Natural is the way to go. We go to the vet all the time to get Muffy a new prescription. What if you could stop going to the vet? You know, people think Rough Greens costs money, and I guess it does, but I've always looked at it as saving money. Because we used to have to go to the freaking vet with Fred all the time. Always having digestive problems. Always this, always that. Now, it's once a year. It's for the normal thing. We never have to go anymore because Fred gets nutrition now. Digestive enzymes and omega oils and vitamins and antioxidants. We sprinkle Rough Greens on his food. And he'll live longer and he's healthier. They have it for cats now too, Meow Greens. You can get a free jumpstart trial bag at 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Do not forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
Hey, Jesse, me and my wife have been waiting with bated breath trying to hear what the hell happened to the rat.
Okay, here's a rat update. As you know, I claimed my first death. I didn't clean him out right away. I left him there as a message to the others, just like I told you I was going to. You have to show these animals who's boss. That's how Craven Kelly does things. I have been hesitant to come on the air because I don't want to talk myself up and brag. As of right now, the rat penetration into the pantry has stopped. We haven't seen any more of that. As of right now, The rat noises at night have stopped. This is what happens when you get a professional hunter-trapper like me into your home. That is the update as of now. I didn't come on here and have not come on here and said the rats have been defeated yet because they're filthy, dirty rats. And they might just be laying in wait. Maybe they're hiding right now. Just like Democrats, they're kind of hiding, afraid to come out. But maybe they're going to emerge again to take all of my stuff, just like Democrats do. That's what the rats may do. I don't know. Maybe they think I'm traveling for Christmas. They'd be wrong about that. I'll be right there, rats, to kill you should your little ugly head stick itself out again. I don't know that the rats are defeated. They may be defeated. They're on the run. But look, it's just like, it's very similar to Vietnam, where you chase one of these guerrillas, one of these Viet Cong guerrillas, because they just shot at you into the jungle. And then you go in and he disappeared. And you look around and look around and look around and you can't find him. So he's not shooting at you anymore. And that's a good thing. But he may just be hiding in a little spider hole, ready to pop his head out again when he feels like he can do so safely. That might be what Craven, that's me, is currently dealing with in the house. I don't know. I'll give you an update when I get an update. Hello, Jesse, commander of the airwaves, Kelly. Let's talk desserts. If you were going out to eat and only wanted a dessert, what would the Kelly belly be craving? I'm a baked Alaska man myself. Says his name, her name is JoJo, whatever. All right. My go-to, first of all, there's no better go-to than gooey butter cake. If you've ever had gooey butter cake, you know. Everybody listening in the South right now just nodded their head. Everybody in the North, in the West, they're looking at the radio saying, what is gooey butter cake? All you need to know is if it's on the restaurant menu, you order it and you will thank me. I'm a key lime pie guy. I'll tell you what my real go-to is. If there is some sort of a hot cookie that is served with ice cream on it, why do you turn your nose up at that, Chris? What is wrong with you? I know it's soggy. It's partially soggy. That's the beauty of it. A little sog, a little crunch, a little Corey, a cookie. Thank you, Corey. Thank you. Gosh. A hot cookie with ice cream melting on it, that's probably my top tier. That's probably top tier. Also, pudding. You don't see a lot of pudding anymore. I feel like tapioca pudding and puddings, they used to be bigger. I also feel like I'm tired of what these people are doing with our money.
Earlier this week, as you all saw, the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation announced a $1 billion financial initiative to support conservation of the Ecuadorian Amazon. This is a result of the president's recent trip to the Amazon and a continuation of the administration's effort to support innovative ways to address climate change through sustainable growth and development without burdening countries facing financial constraints.
There are still people in Appalachia living in tents and freezing in the wintertime. We're sending $1 billion to Ecuador because of climate change. These are the worst people in the world. They're also the dumbest people in the world. Here's somebody at the Pentagon with a lot of ribbons and medals on his chest.
As you know, we have been briefing you regularly that there are approximately 900 U.S. troops deployed to Syria. In light of the situation in Syria and the significant interest, we recently learned that those numbers were higher. And so asked to look into it, I learned today that, in fact, there are approximately 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria.
What did you just say? We thought there was 900 troops, and there's been so much interest in Syria, we started looking into it, and whoa, there's 2,000 of them, says the guy who's in charge of knowing how many troops are supposed to be in Syria. The death of everything. That's what DEI is. That's what communism is. As we've said many times, every single thing that gets infected with it just slowly but surely dies. And the American military is no exception to that rule. As soon as they infected the officer ranks of the military, soon to get promoted, it didn't require a great deal of skill or hard work. It required other things, of course. And so moron gets a promotion after moron gets a promotion after moron gets a promotion. Now we have way too many people with a lot of ribbons and medals on their chests and stars on their shoulder boards, and they are so dumb they could not effectively run a lemonade stand for more than 2 hours at a time and make any kind of a profit. We are, well, Pete Hegseth has a lot of work to do. All right, let's talk about shrinking the size of government and a coat that's too big. Let's also talk about the IFCJ. Let's talk about supporting the people on the ground who are still under rocket freaking attacks, still having to blow up Hamas tunnels, still under rocket attack, always a new threat from this person or that person. You have Syria attempting to acquire more chemical weapons and nuclear weapons linked up to Russia. It's rough in Israel, and it always has been. And frankly, it probably will be for the rest of my life. It's what it's like when you're surrounded by people who want to kill you. Go support the people on the ground if you can. Go to supportifcj.org, the IFCJ, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, who's been on the ground for ages helping people. 888-488-IFCJ or go to supportifcj.org. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. If you miss any part of the show, if you miss me while I'm gone, you can download the podcast, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, back to the questions, because they are coming in, and there's a lot of them.
Prince, Dr. Jesse, Ultimate Fighting Jack Hamster Trainer the First. Merry Christmas, brother. This is your half-frozen margarita compadre, Cameron, from Virginia Beach. Based on the guidance and wisdom of the Magi that gave three gifts to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, wanted to ask you, what are your top three Christmas movies and your top three Christmas cookie flavors? Hope you, Ob, the boys, and Fred, of course, have a great Christmas.
Gosh, friggin' dog. Everybody even wishes Merry Christmas to the stupid dog. All right. First of all, Christmas cookies are garbage. All right. There's no such thing as a great Christmas cookie. I know women love it. Oh, look, but I put the green sugar on there. It sucks. Just make chocolate chip cookies. Or make oatmeal raisin cookies, or maybe even a snickerdoodle. I don't mind a snickerdoodle every now and then, but the idea that the Christmas cookie is in any way superior to other cookies is a lie. That's one. Two, as far as Christmas movies go, it's kind of an old argument, but I guess it does depend on whether or not you consider Die Hard a Christmas movie. I bring this up because Ob finally got her way the other day. I'm going to watch a Christmas movie as a family. You know how women are. And the boys and I said, great, how about Die Hard? And you could tell she was so deflated. She's just like, fine, okay, fine, that's fine. So we did, in our house, Die Hard is one. But let's eliminate that for now. One, I was thinking about this. Remember that Frosty the Snowman cartoon movie? Everyone has watched that movie. Was that not a little heavy for kids? I look back on it now. It was so traumatizing. They just straight up melted him in the end. In the end, you're cheering for Frosty, and Frosty's doing all these magical things, and then he's a freaking puddle on the ground. I don't know that that was necessary. But Rudolph, that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer one where they had the claymation kind of characters. Oh, did you just turn your nose up at an American classic, Chris? What? What? Chris said he doesn't care about it. Oh, Christmas. Chris said A Christmas Story. That, of course, is going to be my next one. I was going to name A Christmas Story, the Red Ryder BB gun, and A Christmas Vacation. Chevy Chase, A Christmas Vacation. A Christmas Vacation's in the top 10. It's not even in the top 5, Chris. It's not. It's funny. It's not that funny anymore. It's not that funny. You know what number 3 is? Elf. Elf's quality. For a Christmas movie, Elf is quality. It is. I forgot the other thing the guy asked, so it must not have been important. How in the world did you find a coat you had to return that was too big? I'm about to tell you about my problems. And then we're going to get back to politics. Someone wants to know about shrinking the federal government. But I'm going to do what you should really never do, really rarely do in life, and that's just tell other people about your problems, because for the most part, nobody cares. I know what you're sitting there thinking, Jesse, with that beautiful portrait behind you where you're royalty. It's even cemented into my mind that you're more royalty. You must have access to everything you want. But no, you see, being a 6'8" Adonis like I am means that you are extremely limited in some ways. Flying, you've heard me complain about this before. I have to fly first class. I have to fly first class, and first class seats cost double what economy size seats. Double. I have to pay double everywhere I go because I don't physically fit in the normal seats in the back. I can't bank on getting an emergency exit row, so I have to fly first class. This bothers me. I do not want to have to fly first class. Pants and shoes. I can't just walk into JCPenney and grab a pair of jeans off the shelf. All my jeans have to be ordered because the store is not going to stock jeans that fit my inseam. They're just not going to. I'd be the only one who ever walked in and bought them. I don't blame the stores. I'm not mad at it. It would be dumb for them to stock it. So I can't just pop in the mall and go grab a pair of jeans. I have to now order jeans, and it's more expensive. Now I have to pay shipping, which bothers me a great deal. Shoes. I have big feet. I can't just walk in any shoe store and say, give me those sneakers. Oftentimes they won't have my size. And shirts. There My body type is not normal. To be tall and slim is not normal. So in stores, they have what? Small, medium, large, extra large, and double extra large. If you get an extra large, if I get an extra large, which I have to for length reasons, anything else turns into a belly shirt when the first time my wife does laundry, and no one wants to see that. But if I get an extra large, it will be long enough, but it will look like I'm wearing a garbage bag. When I order an extra large coat or extra large shirt, it looks like a garbage bag. When I order a large, it's slim enough, but it's not long enough, and the sleeves will be halfway up to my elbow. I can't do it. And if I order a double XL, well, the same thing, XL, double XL, it looks like I just raided Whoopi Goldberg's closet. It doesn't look like it's made for me at all. So when you order from someplace online, which that's what we generally try to do to save some money, you wait till there's a Cyber Monday here, deal here, or something on GovX or something like that. You get an extra large, you show up, the shirt, the coat showed up, and like they all do, I put it on, the sleeves were the right length, but you could have fit two of me in the torso of the shirt. It wasn't good. Jesse, what happens if Trump makes significant efforts to try to shrink the size and power of the federal government, but fails to achieve any of that in his 4 years? What message will those who see themselves as kings and queens send to the American people afterwards? Well, I believe, based on what I've seen so far, that Donald Trump is going to accomplish a lot in his first 4 years. I also believe, from what I've seen so far, that Donald Trump is not at all going to accomplish all the things you think he's going to. Because it's an ugly, corrupt, evil system that will fight him at every turn. Meaning, we are going to make gains in the next 4 years. We are. And they're going to be good. And we'll talk about them. We'll brag about them. We'll cheer. We'll celebrate. We're going to make gains. They are not going to be America is saved gains. That's not how it works. Changing a culture, a corrupt government, changing the direction of a country takes time. Significant amounts of time, even economically, because we all know Trump is going to get in there and he's going to cut regulations like he did last time. That's really what caused so much of the Trump economic boom. He took all those regulations, he put them in the paper shredder. It's one of the best things he did. He's going to go in, he's going to do that again. Even that, given the financial burden the Biden administration has put on America, the American people in the last 4 years, even that will take some time before that we see the fruits of it. Deporting all these illegals. Obviously, as you've heard me say, they're not going to deport 20, 30 million. That's not realistic. But let's just start with Trende Aragua. Actually, we'll just start with that. That's not going to be day one either. Day one, they'll start. That's going to take time. It's going to take time. We're going to make gains in the next 4 years. We are not going to shrink the government massively. There are things that are going to happen that you want to happen all at once, that I want to happen all at once, but that's just simply not the way it works. So I am going to try to be as understanding about that and patient about that as I possibly can. When we're angry, I'll vent it. When we're happy, we'll celebrate. That's the way that's going to be. I celebrate chalk every day because I take it every single day. Every single day. Breakfast, male vitality stack. Breakfast, male vitality stack. Every single day without fail. You need to do the same. Or a female vitality stack if you're a woman. You will feel a difference. You will know a difference. And it is not small. It's not slight. It is significant. You should see email after email. Go read the testimonials about it. Natural herbal supplements should be our path forward. You've seen how horrible, evil, and wrong the traditional methods can be from time to time. You want something improved upon? Start natural first, not last. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a massive discount for the month of December. Take advantage of that. The clock is running out. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. By the way, that's a $50 bonus product on your first delivery. Take advantage of that, all right? Dear Scourge of the Rodents, what is your take on DeSantis having a place in the new administration? He's proven himself as a chief executive, so on and so forth. Okay, well, maybe Senator of Florida. He says, all right, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about Biden, and we'll wrap this thing up. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we check out of here and go celebrate the birth of Jesus. So let's start chopping away at a few of these things. I'm going to get over my disappointment that the government won't be shut down. Dear Scourge of Rodents, what is your take on DeSantis having a place in the new administration? Trump's starting to warm up to him, so on and so forth. Donald Trump is offended beyond belief that Ron DeSantis ran against him in the primary. Trump felt very, very strongly that the 2020 election was stolen from him, and therefore he felt as if he had earned the nomination already. That DeSantis even tried offended Trump beyond belief. Beyond belief. And Trump is a man who holds grudges. Even if he's warming up to DeSantis, they don't like each other. They never have. I'm glad that Trump and DeSantis camps have, for the most part, realized that there's not an inch of daylight between them. So Trump's people and DeSantis's people get along for the most part now, as they should. But Trump and DeSantis are never going to be best buddies at all. And I don't know where DeSantis goes from here. Maybe he will run for Senate because he's termed out as governor. I am not sure that he can be president. I'm just not sure about that, especially given how hard Trump is going to campaign against him. What you're going to see now for the next 4 years is an unbelievable sucking up contest to Donald Trump from people on the right who are dying to have his endorsement for their run for president in 2028. That is what so many of them are going to be going for. Well, Ron DeSantis isn't going to get that no matter what. I have no idea where he goes from here, what happens. I know we should all be really freaking grateful about what he's done in Florida, even if you're not in Florida. Remember, he's the only reason we won the House at all in the midterms. Otherwise, the Dems would have kept the whole thing. So props to him. Dear failed mousetrapper, not true. Since Biden's hell-bent on destroying everything before Trump takes office, what would stop him from doing a blanket pardon on all illegals currently in the U.S. on his last day? Well, he could probably do something like that. But see, Democrats are in a they have a huge problem on their hands right now. And I talked about it before. I talked about it. In fact, I think it was this week. It might have been on Monday's show that they have a monumental problem on their hands. And it's so big. This problem is so big. It may cost them all of their power eventually. Their problem is, well, it's the same problem communists have always had. They can't control their demonic impulses. Communists are always on offense. That's their advantage. They're always pushing forward, always more, 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 more. But they have no idea when it's time to put the brakes on until it's too late. You saw it in November when they just got wiped out. And now they're looking around and saying, well, I mean, I guess maybe pretending like chicks could become dudes, maybe that wasn't good in the end. I'm not really sure. They can't help themselves. But right now they are very aware. They see all the exit poll numbers. They're very aware that what they've done on the border, allowing all these people, bringing these people into the country on purpose, it is a big reason why these people hate them. Why we hate them. The country itself has turned against them. If Joe Biden were to blanket amnesty 20, 30 million people, Democrats themselves would be trying to throw him in prison. Not because they care, that's what they want. They would try to come after Joe Biden because they would get slaughtered for the next 10 elections. It would be the country's already mad about it. If he was to turn that up to that degree, oh, man, he'd get crushed. Before I keep going, by the way, don't forget to support Tunnel to Towers this Christmas season and always. This is the season when they are really, really, really pouring down the love on these families that are left behind. Fallen first responder families. You know, dad's a fireman, doesn't come home. What happens with the family? Tonto de Towers steps in. Foundations, Gold Star families. Their foundations, Smart Home. Their the foundation's homeless veteran program, getting our vets off the street. That's where your $11 a month goes. Give to Tonto de Towers what you can give. T2T.org. T2T.org. Dear doctor, oh, wait a minute. We should do one last down thing.
And now.
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails.
We didn't get to.
Dear Dr. Kelly Smallhands, I've been a listener since almost day one, since you had a podcast that was always an hour long and left me unfulfilled wanting more. My question is, due to the way our political landscape is nowadays, how can we change the norm of transitioning of power between the incoming administration and existing administration? As we are seeing now, the transition, the current administration can cripple an incoming administration with the time they have. How do we do this? Okay, well, this is what I tried to explain before. I think Republicans, if they have the power and political will to do so, I think it's time to step in and do something about the lame duck period. They do this in the midterms too, where there's an election and then there's this period before they're actually sworn in and take power. And that period of time now, because our government is so evil and corrupt, that period of time now is being used by the communists to destroy everything they can possibly destroy. Joe Biden's pardoning 8,000 people. They're shoveling billions out the door everywhere they can go. We need to start doing something where we shrink that time down. I think it's probably unrealistic to have it be same day. You know, you have the election. Election's called same day. Call it a week. Call it 2 weeks. But you can't give these kinds of evil people that much time, or evil people are going to do evil things. Hey, Jesse, do they hit Biden with the 25th Amendment so he can't sign the CR? He's talking about that funding bill that just passed. No. They just want Joe Biden to go. And what the system cannot afford at this point in time is to make Joe Biden any angrier. Joe Biden even came out a couple days ago against insider trading when it comes to stocks. Why would he do that? Why would a corrupt family who's used the Biden name to enrich themselves bother going coming out against insider trading? That was a big middle finger to Nancy Pelosi, who is famous for her prowess when it comes to the markets. Really, really, she really bests right lots of the time. Jesse, I wanted to make chili dogs for my kids. When I was at the store, I saw chili with no beans, and I remembered your long, angry rant about how terrible chili with beans is. So I got it. You were right. Without beans, it's vastly superior. I'll never eat chili with beans again. So thank you, sir. Why would you take something so wonderful like chili with the meats and the sauce and the onions? And if you're here in Texas, you can find them a lot with some chopped jalapenos up in there. And it's just, you have all these things, and maybe you've really stepped up your game and you're bathing it with cheese on top so that can melt. And then you've got maybe some white cheddar Cheez-Its or something like that. Why would you ever get all that and then ruin it with beans? I just have no idea why anybody would do that. Now you, remember the reason for the season. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to earth. Have a wonderful Merry Christmas with your family. A Happy New Year. And we'll do 2025 together, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco. Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.